This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today. We're going to get into art class, folks. Get your smocks on and your paintbrushes and so forth, because we're going to be dealing with the art of conscious creation. That's the art of conscious creating, and we're going to ask you to join us and our coach, Jackie Lappins, Jackie Lappins, and she's going to be joining us. Stay tuned.
Walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
Are you enjoying your life? Are you enjoying it the way you should? Are you struggling? Are you always struggling to get through from one day to the next? Well, today we're going to give you some suggestions, some ideas, some wonderful concepts, hopefully some new paradigms for a new world to bring about the transformation of your life. Here on Tell Me Your Story, I'm Richard Dugan, and I am joined by my guest, Jackie Lappin, and she is the author of The Art of Conscious Creation. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Thanks for inviting me, Richard. This is great.
We're actually going to see if we can also create a healthier you today, because I know you're a little under the weather.
Yes, I'm sorry to say.
But we're going to see if we can't generate that immune system, create a better you before this hour is over. So first, as we get started, Jackie, the art of conscious creation is something that we're, I suppose, all trying to do. And one of the things I commented on when I first brought you on the line as we chatted is, as opposed to the science of conscious creation, to which you replied, there's a little science in there too. Explain the difference and then give us an overview of what this whole aspect of consciously creating whatever it is that we want.
Well, what we're working with is actually a universal principle that's scientifically based. And we can talk about some of these incredible case histories. I've got 70 of them in the book that validate that what we think we can create. And these are just amazing stories. But the art is the choice we make. That is learning to create the life that we want using conscious creation. And that's as opposed to being an unconscious creator. And that's a very important distinction. So the art really refers to our choices and our ability to create and carve and shape the future the way that we want it to be. And I think that's the important distinction between those two.
Well, we're going to certainly delve into those, and I find it fascinating. There are going to be people listening saying, well, but I've been thinking the positive thoughts, and I've been doing the affirmations, and I've been writing down the list of where I want to live and the job I want and the person I want to live my life with and the pets that I want to have, and the list goes on. And yet, you know, and I paraphrase here, folks, I'm living in a dump, and my life is a mess, and I don't know why. So how can you, Jackie, help us to get out of what we perceive as the dump we're living in?
Well, there's a very important reason for that. And a lot of people who saw The Secret or read the book, you know, they tried these principles and it didn't work. And it didn't work because they didn't raise their personal frequency. And that is really the cornerstone of my book. And let me tell you why that is and how that works. Each of us is an energetic creature. The entire world is made up of energy. And every time we think something or we have an emotion, we actually put out a little energy message into the world. That energy, that vibration or frequency, goes out and it changes something or it attracts something back. If it changes something, it's like a daisy chain or a domino effect. It keeps on going and going and going. So our thoughts and our emotions are pure energy. And if we are vibrating in the low frequency range, and that is fear, anger, distrust, disappointment, disillusionment, all of these negative feelings, then we are going to be bringing those back into our lives. That's what we're attracting into our lives. If you are, on the other hand, vibrating from the high range, which is love and gratitude and trust in the universe and compassion, if you're vibrating in that range, then you are attracting back those same things, good things, healthy things. And the wonderful thing is that the universe vibrates at the highest level, at the level of love. So if you raise your personal frequency to vibrate at that level, wonderful things happen. It is like having the wind in your sails or drafting in a race car, because the universe is pulling you along, giving you that extra little opening, and you're going to find that your life is starting to work well. You are experiencing wonderful synchronicities, and here's the best part of all. You are manifesting what you choose at an incredibly fast rate, and that's what's happened in my life. When I think about something, when I want it, when I set my heart to it, it just starts showing up in my life. If you're vibrating at the low range, that, on the other hand, is like driving a car with your brakes on. Nothing works right. Your life is terrible. Your relationships are problematic. You're not happy in your job, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the reasons that some people go out there and they try to do all this visualization and it doesn't happen is because they're at cross purposes. They may be visualizing, but they're actually sending out negative vibrations. So they're getting back more of what they already don't want. And what happens when you raise your personal frequency by changing your thinking and changing your attitudes and changing your emotions, then you will find that those things that you begin to consciously create with vision begin to actually manifest.
Well, that's one of the things that we'd like to do. And as you stated, it always seems that there's always a piece of the puzzle that is missing when one of these new modalities, as I like to call them, comes out to help us to create and so forth, and that we should never worry because there's more than enough. And we really need to be of that attitude, that there is always more than enough, and not everybody wants the same things. So you don't have to worry about depleting the earth's supply of whatever it is that you want, because not everybody wants what you want. But you have to take that next step, as you're talking about. We're going to continue talking about that. Jackie Lappin is my guest. The Art of Conscious Creation. That is also one of the two websites, Jackie, theartofconsciouscreation.com. And you actually have a second website.
ManifestBooks.com.
Ooh,
the
Manifest
Bookstore for the Conscious Creator.
I like that. ManifestBooks.com and TheArtOfConsciousCreation.com. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. I want you to stay right where you are. If you have a comment or a question for Jackie, then please give us a call. 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. Or give us a call if you're listening live on the internet. 866-564-1290. 866-564-1290. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. My guest, Jackie Lappin, the author of the book, The Art of Conscious Creation. And I'll tell you what, it would be so much nicer if it was so much easier just to think it and whoop, boom, it's right there. It's manifest in front of us. Oh, and speaking of manifest, ManifestBooks.com is one of the locations that you can go on the internet to look not only at that book, but other books of like ilk, if you will, if I can use that term, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a caller on the line who has a very good question, and I'm so glad that she called because I haven't had her in studio for a long time, and it's good to have you on the line. Go right ahead, Amrita.
Hi. Hi, Jackie. How do you keep from backsliding? You have all these positive thoughts and you really keep yourself elevated, but then all of a sudden something happens and then you backslide and you go back into that place of fear. How do you keep yourself from doing that?
Many of us do that. The real key is to get there less and less and less. The important part is to become aware of when you're falling into that state, because once you're aware, you can start the changing process. I frequently will backslide like that, but I've learned how to get a handle on it. For example, one of the things that I experienced is I'm actually a master public relations person in my other life. You have me to thank for the worldwide poker phenomenon.
Thanks a lot.
but when I started into this world of being a teacher of conscious creation and a speaker and an author, I became a little bit insecure. You know, this was new to me, and I were other people that were doing it so well, and I was worried about, I just don't seem to do it right, and, I don't have the hang of it, and I'm not good enough. And I started into all of that negative vibration stuff, and then I stopped and I thought, now wait a minute, what's the reality here? The reality is that I have been successful at everything I've done. Now, it may have taken me a while to get there, but I've really been successful. And so I looked at this and I created an affirmation for myself that says, you really do everything well. You do everything well. And so every time I would feel that fear come up, I would go into my state, my affirmation, and my state of emotion that says, you do everything well. This is something, this is the truth. And so when I got to that place, the fear would just disappear. That low self-esteem would go away. So it's being vigilant. It's knowing that you're in that position and finding a path out. One of the keys to my book, I have 25 guiding universal principles on different ways to raise your personal frequency. And only one of those is law of attraction. But so many of these are areas of which we find ourselves falling into unconsciously. And when we do, we are driving down our frequency. If we're vigilantly aware of the things that do drive our frequency down and checking those emotions, when we feel in our stomach fear, if we feel we get headaches and knowing that something's wrong, we're ill at ease, when we start to feel those emotions in our bodies, we then can correct them by thinking new thoughts, by changing your attitude, by looking at something differently instead of looking at it about, oh my God, why did this happen? What's wrong with it? You know, why is this so bad? You look at it and you say, what can I learn from this? What is this trying to teach me? Where am I supposed to go with this information? That's the guiding universal principle called, oh, those tests.
But I finished the 12th grade. I'm done.
Yes, well, they keep coming back at us again and again until we figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Amrita.
Yeah, well, thank you, and I'll just hang up so I can listen.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you can call just that easily at 805-708. Let's not give out our home phone number, please. It's 805-564-1290. Boy, 805-564-1290 is the phone number here at the station. Or if you're listening live on the internet, it is 866-564-1290. I suddenly became very flustered. I need to get a new phone line, I realized, for my home. Get rid of that hum. I need to consciously create a clean phone line. That's what I need to do.
Absolutely.
And I am greatly appreciative of what you said to Amrita in that regard, as I shared with you one of the challenges. I try to put it in that context that we're facing. We'll go into no specifics, but let me dovetail off of one of the things that you said in regards to that. You know, you're talking about sort of changing it was asking the question, what am I supposed to learn from this and what direction am I supposed to go? When I do these interviews, for example, and I asked you this before we started, what would you like to talk about? Yes, I've got all the information in front of me, but maybe you have some points that you'd like to, you know, hammer at throughout the program. Or do you want to just let the program flow? Which we both agreed, let's just let it flow, in addition to mentioning theartofconsciouscreation.com and manifestbooks.com. So how do you let the universe do its thing without getting in the way by saying, what do I do next?
Actually, there's a whole chapter here about the universe is knocking, open the door. And that basically says that the universe is actually trying to bring you all kinds of good things. It wants to bring you those things you desire. When you send out that message of desire, it will begin formulating that. And only you can block the way. And that is through those negative vibrations, those low-frequency vibrations. And it is so easy to step on your own toes and sabotage yourself by living in a state of fear or in mistrust. Or, you know, you really have to trust the universe to bring what it is in your highest good. And that has been one of the most difficult things for me to do initially, because I'm a type A personality. I go out and I get things done, and I want control. And most type A personalities, it's very hard for them to make this transition of trusting the universe and letting things unfold in the way that they should, knowing that it is in your highest good. If you set an intention and you want things to come true, it will either come true as you desire it, if you're vibrating in the high frequency, or something better will come through you. Because you have been putting out frequencies that are, in essence, the universe acknowledges are worthy of sending back to you good things. So it's really an important thing is getting out of your own way and letting those positive things evolve for you as long as you're vibrating in that high frequency state.
Two things. One, in terms of the vibrating, I think of chorus practice that I have been attending, and we will sit there and we will start to warm up, and he will have us, our director will have us all tone the same note and listen to one another to try to match. And if we do hit it right on, I can see his face light up and he says, I hear the overtones and so forth. But I can also hear, of course, when I'm matching with the other men singing. Then we're all basically on the same frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of principle that you're talking about.
Well, it is. And that's also why I started my nonprofit called United World Healing, which is unitedworldhealing.org,
mm-hmm.
that brings people together for simultaneous synchronized visions to heal the world. Because the science says that when two waves get together, they are not, you know, one tiny wave and one tiny wave. They become exponentially more powerful. So it's not one person plus one person equals two. It's one person plus one person equals 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take and put millions of people together thinking the very same thought, the same vision, holding the same vision of a healed world, of the world as we want it to be, we can actually create that shift and make it the way we want it to.
How do you unify the vision, since there are 6 billion people on the planet with 6 billion different images, if you will, of what that would look like?
Well, we do something called vision-ins, where we get together and we hold the same vision. I do them as guided meditations, and so everybody is listening and thinking and putting their energy toward the same thing. We do them online. There's a couple of them already posted video on the site.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, as we grow, we're going to go out and do those physically at various big gatherings around the world,
mm-hmm.
where we can bring people together for the very purpose of holding visions. But right now, if you were to go and sign on the site, you will be able to, we'll alert you to the various visions coming up in the future, when they might be something like returning the full population of the honeybee, or making sure that every child in the world has a free education that's available to them, or global climate balance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that people would do themselves well to check out the website, theartofconsciouscreation.com, and Jackie Lappin, the author of the book, as well as the one who puts the information out there for you to check out, and the questions that I think are very important to be asked, especially are you not enjoying your life as you should? Is life always a struggle, and do you feel unsatisfied but can't figure out how to fix or change it? That's kind of what we're talking about, the answers to those kinds of questions. And you were not put on this earth to be unhappy. That's, by the way, one of the things that I love most about most of the folks that we interview when we get into these kinds of discussions. They will tell me, and our listeners, we were put here not necessarily to have fun, although there's nothing wrong with that, and that's certainly a wonderful byproduct of being happy, but of being happy, of being joyous.
Yes. That is really what our purpose here is on this earth, to live and achieve joy. I fully believe that each of us can increase our joy quotient, essentially, by living a life of our own design and our own shape. And that's really the message here. Once you raise your personal frequency, then you're in a position to actually begin shaping your future, designing the future the way you want it to be, living that future that you want, the one that makes you happy, the purposeful future that gives you the opportunity to live daily that which is most important to you.
564-1290 is our phone number, 564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. My guest, Jackie Lappin, the author of The Art of Conscious Creation. Add a .com to that, and you're on the internet. And as well, manifestbooks.com. Check it out. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. We're only halfway home, so to speak. course, I'll be here for a while longer afterwards, but nonetheless, we're excited about having the opportunity to talk with Jackie and you, if you'll give us a call, 564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Jackie Lappin's my guest. The Art of Conscious Creation. We would love for you to check it out at .com. Theartofconsciouscreation.com. That's theartofconsciouscreation.com. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Send me an email, richard@richarddugan.com. You can give us a call right now, 564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. Stay tuned. We're going to create more of a program as we continue. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, the program that brings you new paradigms for a new world, bringing you choices and knowledge of those choices, bringing you the knowledge of conscious creation, the art, the book by Jackie Lappin, and the website, theartofconsciouscreation.com. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, and we're going to continue talking about a wide variety of things in regards to conscious creation. I wanted to go back, Jackie, to the subject matter, the issue, the focal point of frequency, the frequency. All right, if I'm supposed to change the frequency to match, I guess, what it is that I want, it's okay, I can go to a music store and I can buy a tuning fork and I can tap it on the counter and I can hear that tone. Where do I go to get the corresponding tuning fork to raise my frequency to that which I want?
Well, you know, there are lots of fun ways to do that besides just, you know, getting this book and going through the 25 Guiding Universal Principles. But there's some fun, quick ways to change your frequency. And those include going out in nature, exercising, calling somebody you love, playing with your pet, playing with your kids, playing a musical instrument, doing anything that brings you joy. For me personally, I have 270 roses on my property. I go out and I smell those roses and I look at their beauty and I bring them into my house, and that's an instant energy elevator.
I can tell you that here in Santa Barbara, my wife and I took her to the Galactic Orchid Festival here at the Museum of Natural History. People know where that is, up by the old mission. The fragrance in that room, and it was in a room, but nonetheless was I can only imagine what your roses must smell like. Oh,
it's wonderful.
Wow.
And that is just such an upper. What you have to do is find out what it is in your life that raises your frequency.
Yeah.
That when you're feeling blue, when you're having a bad day, you know, because a bad day is going to escalate, because your negative energy, if you're feeling rotten about something, you're just going to make it worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
If you want to break that chain, you have to go do something that will do that.
You're kind of saying, bring it on, bring it on. I feel bad, make me feel worse.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. You can really escalate the negative energy in a day. And by the end of the day, I mean, it's like there's boulders coming down on you. So, you know, don't go there.
Yeah.
Stop it and go do something that brings you joy. And you don't need a big break, you need a little break. And meditation is a really good one. And if it's like a five-minute meditation, it changes your energy. That works too.
Hmm. Well, you know, we have a lot of those wonderful ways to do that right here on the Central Coast, and hopefully people listening on the internet can have those places as well where they live. Even if where you are, it's snowing, for me, oh, how cool it would be just to go out and walk in the snow and hear that crunch, 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 because I've never really done that before. I haven't lived in areas where there was snow. But you just have to open your imagination up. Best way to do that maybe would go back to what it was like to be a kid.
Well, go back and feel any good positive emotion, any good memory. See, really what's at work here is the only part of the frequency is what's in your head. The other frequency is what's in your emotions, and that's really the more powerful one. I call it the express mail to the cosmic post office.
Oh, I like it.
Because when you are visualizing something, when you're trying to create this vision of your life, it's feeling it. It's putting yourself in that place as if it already happened. That is the emotional energy that really helps it manifest.
And no postage due, folks. It's kind of
right.
Nice. Now, we were talking also about, what was it, some 70 or 700 case studies or bits and pieces of information in the book talking about people who are, they're consciously creating and they're just going wild.
Well, here's the, it's 70 case studies.
70.
And it's the science that validates what we think we create.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a couple of those. One of them that I absolutely love is the story of a scientist who wanted to measure how we interact with the plants around us and whether there's a frequency exchange. So he put a monitor on a woman, and he put a monitor on her plants. Only the woman was 3,000 miles away getting ready to go up on an airplane, and she's terrified of flying. And at the exact moment that that flight took off, her plants, 3,000 miles away, registered her fear.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, here's another one. A woman in, a researcher in Texas divided her students into two. She gave one group the directive to set intention to increase their T cells. And she gave the other group the intention to increase their, another kind of cell, a neutrophil. And then she sent them off, and then after they had done this, they came back for blood tests. And sure enough, the group that was supposed to do T cells had increased their T cells, and the other ones had increased their neutrophils.
I want to go back to the first example you gave. How did the monitors become synchronized between the ones with the plant and with the woman on the plane? I mean, was there some...
Well, he had permanent monitors on them, but he looked at the timing.
Okay.
As to where the where the peak was in the time in the and where the monitor went off the chart.
Okay.
And it happened to be the same time.
Wow.
Phenomenal. Here's another one. These two scientists, a husband and wife team, divided their students in two, and they gave them each a bunch of seeds. And they told one group, you're planting your seeds in irradiated soil. They're going to grow faster. And they planted the they told the other ones, you know, that they were regular soil. And they sent them off to plant them exactly the same. Well, the ones that were told that it was going to be in irradiated soil, their plants just grew like crazy, much greater than the others. There was only one problem. The scientists lied. There was no difference whatsoever. The difference was in the belief of the people who planted them. Their mental powers, their intention, their emotional belief that those plants were going to grow far further made them do so.
Well, now, there have been scientific studies done or experiments done that have been, they've attempted to repeat them, and they should have gotten exactly the same result every time, let's say 100 out of 100. But unfortunately, every time they did the experiment, they had different scientists in the room at the time, and this was before they realized this whole connection that you're talking about. And it wasn't until, say, I don't know, the 75th or 80th experiment, and they couldn't figure out what was going on, that they finally clued in on, it's the people in the room at the time.
Well, you know,
changing the results, even microscopically.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I were talking about during the break of Lynn McTaggart.
Yes.
Wonderful, and whose books I cite in my book. And she does an experiment in her seminars where you guys, you as a group, you pick one group of seeds to focus on out of four groups of seeds. And she then goes and tells the scientists back at her studios to go ahead and plant the four groups of seeds, but we're focusing on that one group of seeds. And then they go back and they measure which one grows, and the one that the group focus on always leads. And the scientists don't know which one we're focusing back in at the seminar.
Mm-hmm.
But it is one-to-one, that basically the one that the group focuses on is the one that grows.
So how far away are we, in one sense, from some of the things that everybody's been dreaming about being able to do? Number one, have the capabilities of telepathy of sorts, and even the concept of transmigration of that kind of thing, being able to go wherever you want. I mean, because it seems as though the human body and what it's made up of, and we kind of take it all the way back, you could talk about all the chemistry and everything, but it all ends up codifying right down to energy.
Energy, exactly.
It's all energy.
Yep. There's actually a part of the book where I talk about, I take, you know, telepathy and remote viewing and all of these other kinds of things, and I look at them in view of this whole concept of energy, and the fact that our energy is not just stuck in our body. It can move. Our soul energy can basically go beyond our bodies. And if you look at all these different sort of what our term metaphysical functions,
mm-hmm.
you know, they make a whole lot of sense when you understand that there is something called the zero-point field or the Akashic Records or, you know, the sea of energy out there where all everything is stored and our ability just to simply access it. I mean, my personal view of genius, people who have these incredible breakthroughs, you know, your Beethovens and, you know, and these others, are a lot of times they have a clearer pathway to this body of knowledge that exists in the universe and can reach out and grab it and bring it back. That's what I think happens with savants. You know, because this one channel is wide open for them. Whereas, you know, we, on the other hand, block our psychic, you know, intuitive channel all the time by disbelief.
Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean that everybody can do everything, but each one of us is sort of attuned to a particular frequency for purpose in this life, and if we will allow ourselves to tap into that same pathway, we can accelerate the progression to our purpose a little earlier in life than waiting until we're 50 or 60 or 80 or what have you.
Well, and what's really interesting is that each one of us also experiences these things differently. I know I have lots of channelers, psychics, and intuitive friends, and a lot of times they hear things or they see things.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my experience is I have thoughts, and I know those thoughts come from outside of me, that they were given to me as guidance. And I'll know, oops, I didn't know that was going to happen. For example, I was hiring somebody for one of my clients, and they said, oh, well, we're going to hire the first girl. And I said, you know, and in the shower that morning when they had said, well, go tell the other one that she's not needed, I got a very clear message that says, don't let the second gal go. Bring her back in for another interview. And I did that, and thank goodness, because the first one rejected the job.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, and I knew that wasn't coming from me. That was a message that I got.
Yeah.
So people receive their, you know, when they're opening their channel, they receive information in different ways.
And sometimes we are guided to go a particular direction, whether it be physical or as you discussed, and we may not know why way down the road. I mean, but to follow that impulse, it's better to follow that impulse, that intuitive guidance, than not. I mean, when I was bicycling everywhere, I used to make turns down certain roads because I was impelled to do so internally. And there was a time I didn't follow that impulsion, what have you. And I ended up going three blocks down the road, and it got stronger and stronger. I ended up turning around, going back, and making that turn. I don't know what I accomplished in that. All I know is I couldn't keep going straight down the road like I was going because that prompting was just too darn strong.
And you know what? The more you follow that prompting, you know, and trust the universe, the easier things get.
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking about, you know, because if you're living in a high frequency life, you will find that you will get more guidance, you will get more doors open, and things just get easier.
Jackie Lappin's my guest, the author of The Art of Conscious Creation. We have science mixed in there too, folks, so it's it's not devoid of science as well. It is the wonders of the universe at your fingertips, at your mental beck and call, so to speak, to create that which you really want to create. And that's what's really exciting. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. And go to the website, theartofconsciouscreation.com or manifestbooks.com. And give us a little more description of this particular website, Manifest Books. Is it, as we've just, it's just basically people who are looking for books of this particular genre, topic, and a mindset.
Well, I call it one-stop shopping for the conscious creator because it's, you know, you have to go into a bookstore and look all over for books on manifesting and conscious creation and law of attraction. Well, I brought them all together in one place. And not only that, but, you know, I've expanded it to conscious living and the things that you'd need to do to raise your frequency. But I put it all in one place in a beautiful website under manifestbooks.com. And here's what's really cool. You can go there and you can register and get a manifesting tip a day. Every day we will send you a manifesting tip that helps you become a better, faster manifester and conscious creator. And those come from books like by, you know, Abraham Hicks and Wayne Dyer and all these great, you know, authors and speakers that, you know, will, it's not just the my wisdom, it's from all many, many great luminaries.
Yeah.
So, and if you go to my other website, theartofconsciouscreation.com, there is a free ebook there that gets you into this information very fast and gets you started down this path. So both of those have something very free and fun to, that you can have. If you just sign up there. So, and I've got one other thing that is really cool. I put together a special pack. It's called the Power Up Your Life Pack, How to Consciously Create Love, Health, Wealth, and the Perfect Life for You. And you can go to a special website for that, and it's called yourperfectlifetoday.com. And I'll repeat that again, yourperfectlifetoday.com. It's got some great tools in there, including a series of interviews I have done with top luminaries, including Joe Vitale, Mark Victor Hansen, Marie Diamond, and Peggy McCall, talking about what they do to consciously create, a special story about something that they have consciously created, something you can learn from, and lastly, what they what recommendation they have for you, a special tip on consciously creating. So it's a great tool. It's got my workbook, it's got the book in it, and it's got this CD, and it's also a CD called Affirmations of Attraction, and it's all packaged up together. So it's a great starter kit for somebody who wants to be a conscious creator.
I'm going to go back just a little bit. How did you get started in all of this? What was the catalyst?
Well, you know, I have been, as I, you know, first of all, I started on my personal spiritual journey about 4 years ago, looking and saying, well, what's not right about my life, and why am I not happier, and why is it so difficult? And I've lived a good life, but it's never not been without struggle. However, there was something that I did very young in my life that really taught me a lot, and it started to come to fruition. At the age of 11, I told my parents I wanted to be a sports writer. And I visualized myself doing it, and I saw myself in press boxes and, you know, and in locker rooms and doing this. And my father said to me, honey, you want to go down to the ballpark? We're going to go get an Angel game and get some autographs. And I said, Dad, I don't need to get autographs. I'm going to be working with those guys one of these days. And sure enough, at 20, I was at the Detroit Free Press, and 21, I was at the Associated Press and writing for the front pages of the Los Angeles Times, and 22, I was at the Washington Post. So I knew how to be a conscious creator. And so as I started reading, some of this started to come together, as did this concept of energy and how all of what these teachers were teaching really had to do with energy. And so I went back and I said, okay, so here I am, this master publicist, and get everybody in the world to play poker. What is it I'm supposed to do with these mass communication skills? And I got what I call a universal download. I'm sitting in my living room, and all of a sudden, every cell in my body began to vibrate at a high, high vibrational rate. It was like putting my finger in a light socket. And out before me laid out this vision of teaching people how to consciously create. You know, taking this concept of energy and putting it into a useful framework where people could then begin to become conscious creators on their own, and then helping to do the same thing for the rest of the planet. And so that's how I started on this journey. Out of that came the book.
Why you?
Very good question. you know, I believe that probably because I've actually been told this, because I'm a willing channel. Because I'm willing to hear what the universe is telling me. I'm willing to open up my energy and my soul to connect in and say, okay, what do you want me to know now, and how can I convey this to others? And that's why, me.
And what's in it for you?
I love to teach conscious creation. I love to see people turn their lives around. I love to see people get happy, and it is so gratifying. I get these incredible love letters from people who've read the book. And they say, oh, my God, my life has changed. I can sleep. My husband's, you know, now different because I'm different. You know, certainly these techniques that I've learned myself, I put into play. You know, rather than go out and anticipate I'm going to have a problem with somebody, I now consciously create, nope, it's going to be perfect. This is the way it's going to be. This relationship is going to work out, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? It does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, for me, being a conscious creator is very Pavlovian, and
uh-huh.
It's what I tell people. The more you do it, the more you love it. Because when you start seeing, I tell people, keep your conscious creation journal, because when you start seeing things happen, you say, oh, my God, this is so cool. I want to do more of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could cite you examples myself of even just the last 10 years, 11 years, of how much my life has changed and how much that I and my wife, Amrita, have created. And in most of the cases, it was, without a doubt, consciously created. And, yeah, we want to do more of that. But I have a feeling there's also a certain element of impatience that is like, okay, well, let's keep going. Let's keep another one. Let's do another one. And they won't come fast enough. You know?
Well, that's true. But here's one of the things that you need to understand. There's a very important distinction between desperation and desire.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are desperate for example, attracting a mate, and you can be consciously creating all you want, but that desperation is a negative vibration. So you are operating at cross purposes here. You're actually blocking the positive vibration.
Uh-huh.
You're blocking the attraction of that person because you are actually in a negative vibration state, even though you're intellectually trying to attract something consciously.
Now, I remember being told before I met Amrita that I was going to meet this woman, and it was probably going to be at this particular gathering. They didn't give me a name or anything because they didn't know this gathering from Adam. And so I get there, and I'm seeing all of the different people that are there, and suddenly she walks in the room, and I look over at her, and I'm going, no, turn away, because, you know, don't start getting into that mode, just like you talked about desperation. I said, no, I'm not going to go there. But it was like, now it was like, you can go over there now. It's okay, you know. So it was rather an interesting and exciting experience in that regard, I just kept listening to the little voice inside saying, just go slow, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And it's been fantastic ever since.
Oh, that's great.
We're talking with Jackie Lappin. We're going to take one more break here on Tell Me Your Story, and then we're going to wrap things up, and we're going to let you know about next week and next month and next year. Great stuff coming, folks. Great stuff. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. And you can go to richarddugan.com. You can also go to theartofconsciouscreation.com, manifestbooks.com, and we'll have you give that other website out again before we wrap up here on the program, Jackie. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned. As we come to the end of our program here on Tell Me Your Story, I want to give Jackie the opportunity not only to tell us about that special website that you mentioned earlier, but also you are a coach. I guess the term would be sort of a life coach?
Well, I call it a conscious creation coach.
Even better.
Yes, because I help people figure out where they are blocked and how to change the frequency, how to put their life on the course that they want and create the life that they design, start shaping the life they want. I also help them with their businesses. As a marketing expert, I actually help them unblock the path to success for their business as well. So, and you can find out a little bit more about it by going onto my website, theartofconsciouscreation.com.
And then that other special website, aside from Manifest Books, where they can also check out other books as well, that other website.
Now, this is the starter kit.
Mm-hmm, the starter kit.
It's called YourPerfectLifeToday.com.
All right. YourPerfectLifeToday.com. And they go there, and they're going to find...
They're going to find an entire kit with my book, either in audio or print version, plus the 4-CD set with the workbook on it, the 2 CDs of Master Conscious Creators Reveal Their Secrets, and the Affirmations of Attraction.
Mm. I believe I said that I had already completed the 12th grade and didn't need to go back to school. Wrong! We are always in school getting educated because... It expands our horizons, as they tell us, and that's a good thing. Jackie, I want to thank you so much for being on the program. By the way, Dr. Dugan here would like to know, how are you feeling?
I'm getting better.
Excellent, excellent. as am I. And I want to thank you so much. I'll give those websites out one more time, and they are theartofconsciouscreation.com, manifestbooks.com, and your perfect...
Perfectlifetoday.com.
YourPerfectLifeToday.com. Well, I do thank you. I'm so glad that you were able to join us in spite of feeling ever so slightly under the weather. Stay on the line, if you would, as we wrap up the program. We're going to let our listeners know that we're here every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, and we want you to join us and enjoy this program. And tell your friends about it. And check us out on the internet at richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. And we encourage you to do that. Next week, we are going to introduce you to the human tribe. It's a fascinating look into people who are working to create different types of networks, human networks, if you will, that are supportive of one another, supportive in their dreams, in their desires. This could very well flow right along with the art of conscious creation, because you're going to meet some people, a couple of ladies who, actually three of them are going to be joining us and talking about the human tribe here on Tell Me Your Story. Well, I want to thank you all for joining us here on the program, and I encourage you to join us again next Saturday at the same time. Go to the website, richarddugan.com, go to the radio show's link. You can re-listen to this interview or any of the interviews that we've done up to this point, and hope that you will join us next Saturday at the same time for Tell Me Your Story. Until then, love to Lal. Have a great week. And happy Thanksgiving.